Leading the news, Wild Oats 11 has set a new race record in the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. There were scenes of jubilation at Constitution Dock in Hobart as the Super Maxi crossed the finish line a short time ago. It's the sixth time Wild Oats 11 has taken out line honours in the race. Asylum seekers on Manus Island have sent a letter to the Department of Immigration listing their concerns about living conditions at the detention camp. They say the heat and dust are badly affecting detainees. A fight between five asylum seekers from Iran and Sri Lanka broke out on Christmas Eve. US President Barack Obama has arrived back in Washington to resume talks on how to avoid that fiscal cliff. President Obama cut short his holidays as the wrangling continues ahead of Monday's deadline. Analysts predict the US could tip into recession if a compromise isn't found. Still in the United States, and a massive Christmas storm has killed at least seven people. The storm whipped up tornadoes, ice and snow from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes. The wild weather has left tens of thousands of holiday travellers stranded and more than 2,000 flights have been cancelled. The son of Pakistan's assassinated Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has launched his political career. Large crowds turned out to hear Bilawal Bhutto Zardari outline his political vision. It's 5 years since his mother was killed in a gun and bomb attack during her election campaign.